At this time, if you could all rise and join me in the scripture reading this morning. It comes from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 23 through 29. Again, it's in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 23 through 29. Let's read God's word together. By faith, Moses' parents hid him from 3 months after he was born, because they saw he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. You may be seated. May God bless the reading of his word. At this time, we'd like to introduce our senior pastor, Pastor Huang, to give us our message this morning.
My mother passed away 15 years ago. So every Mother's Day, I think of her. I thank her a lot. So first of all, I would like to bless all the mothers here. I wish you have a happy Mother's Day. In the Western world, the Mother's Day is the third most celebrated festival. Only Christmas and Easter are more popular. We all know the origin of the Mother's Day. On May 9, 1905, a Christian lady, Anna Jarvis' mother, died. Later on, Anna Jarvis held a memorial service on the second Sunday of May to honor her mother, later on extended to all mothers, and also remind children to show their filial respect to their mother who are still alive. So in 1914, the President Thomas Wilson make the public announcement, the second Sunday of May is the Mother's Day. Nowadays, almost all the nations in the world celebrate this meaningful day. There are two purposes on commemorating this day. First, we honor our mothers. We remember, we appreciate our mother's love and care and service for us. The second, to remind all children should treat their mother's parents with filial respect if they are still alive. I think those two purposes remain the same until today. I read a paper, a newspaper. A primary school teacher asked his students one question. What does a mother like? There are many answers. A most common answer was, my mother likes a servant maid, a diligent servant maid. She keeps cooking, cleaning, driving van, walk dog, feed cat, but without pay, without vacation. Some other answer give their mothers the titles like housekeeper, daycare center teacher, or facility manager, or laundry machine operator. So many people interested in this question, how much a mother should be paid? I check the salary.com. They estimate a stay-at-home mom, an annual salary should be $138,000. A stay-at-home mom. If a working mom, her at-home salary should be $86,000. So all the moms should remember, ask those money from your husband. But another more important question. What does a mother really want? A questionnaire asks some young adults, what is the best way to celebrate the Mother's Day? Also, many answers came out. One is, I will do the dishes for my mom for 1 week. Another one, I will take my mom to good restaurants for dinner for 1 week. Again, another, I will pay a trip to Hawaii for my wife, for my mom, and ask my daddy to accompany her. So a lot of good ideas. But another questionnaire was very important. Asking mothers, what is the best way for your children to celebrate the Mother's Day? The most common answer is, I wish my children would be willing to listen to my advice. This is mainly mother's dream. The most famous example was St. Augustine's mother. We know St. Augustine was the most famous Christian in the 5th century. But before 33 years old, he had been a prodigal son. His behavior was very bad. His mother was a Christian, kept praying for him every day. Finally, at the age of 33, Augustine repented, confessed all his sins, and accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior. Then he was changed from a big sinner to a great saint. Her mother was so happy, saying, now, finally, I can go back to heaven. My heart is satisfied. After 6 months, her mother passed away peacefully. Augustine wrote a very famous book called Confession. Only 13 chapters. If you read this book, this very famous book, 10 out of 13 mentioned his mother. His mother loved her, cared for her, prayed for her, advised him, but Augustine didn't accept his advice. Finally, he accepted his mother's advice, make his mother very, very happy. So all children, all youngsters here, I would like you to know, what is your mother expect on Mother's Day? Listen to her advice. Obey his teaching will make your mother very happy. This morning, I would like to use Jochebed and Moses to preach on the topic, a blessed mother. We know Jochebed was a pious mother, lady. He influenced Moses greatly. Jochebed was a great advisor, great teacher, and Moses was a great learner, a listener, follower. Jochebed was a person had great faith in God. She also is a person had great love for God. And also, she is a person had great wisdom from God. So inference Moses. Moses became a great man with great faith in God, a great person with great love for God, a great servant with great wisdom from God. This morning, I just used the passage we just read. Then we can elaborate three important things in Moses' mother's life, in Jochebed's life. The first thing, she was a person with great faith in God. How do we know she had great faith? The passage told us, by faith, she was not afraid of the king's edict. We know the king of Egypt, the Pharaoh, was a person with great power. Against his edict means death. According to the history, we know at that time, the Pharaoh probably was Thutmose III in B.C. 1446, during the 18th dynasty of Egyptian history, which was the strongest period in the Egyptian history. On the northeast side, Egypt controlled Syria. On the west side, they controlled Libya. They built a lot of great temples, great cities, pyramids. They boast of their glory. Anyone against the king's edict means death. Jochebed, she had already had two children. One daughter, her name was Marian, at the age around 7 to 8. One son, his name was Aaron, around 3 years old. If she dare not to take this risk, she can easily sacrifice Moses, then can save the whole family. But Jochebed had great faith in God. She kept Moses. She was not afraid of the king's edict. We also can know from her name. Her name, Jochebed, was very meaningful. We know every Hebrew name has special meaning. For instance, Joshua. We know Joshua means Jehovah or Yahweh saves. Joe stands for Yahweh or Jehovah. Shia is save. Therefore, Joshua means Jehovah saves or Jehovah is the Savior. What is the meaning of Jochebed? Stands for Yahweh, Jehovah. Kebed, in Hebrew, kebud, is glory. Jochebed means Yahweh, Jehovah, is a glorious God. Jehovah is glorious one. He is more glorious than the king of Egypt. He is more greater than Pharaoh. So by faith, she was not afraid of the king. This is the faith. Her father gave her this name, so she kept reminding herself, God is a glorious God. God is the sovereign law of the heaven and the earth, the whole universe. Jochebed was not afraid of Pharaoh. She dared to take the risk of putting Moses in the Nile. She knew that God is the ruler of the universe. He controls the whole nature. He controls the wind, controls the river, controls the environment, controls the wild beasts. Nothing can harm Moses. She has this great faith in her heart. She dared to put Moses in the basket, in the Nile. Jochebed was confident that God would make a special arrangement. God will make a special solution to this situation. It turned out to be true. God arranged the princes of Egypt to save Moses. Even now, in Cairo, there is a synagogue by a branch of Nile called the Ben Isra Synagogue, the Ben Isra Synagogue, which has been commemorating the site where Moses was saved from the water. One more thing, Jochebed, really a person of faith, she believed the promise of God. God promised Abraham 430 years ago. God told Abraham, your descendants will go down to Egypt. After four generations, I will bring them back. In Genesis, you can find out this promise. Abraham's descendant, Jacob, his grandson, went down to Egypt. Jacob gave birth to Levi. Levi was Jacob's son, the first generation. Levi's son, Kohath, the second generation. Kohath's son, Aaron, the third generation. Jochebed was Aaron's wife. Moses was the fourth generation. Jochebed remembered God's promise. Have confidence in God's promise. Until the fourth generation, God will save Israelites from Egypt. So Jochebed put Moses in a basket, then put him in the Nile. He believed the Lord will save him. The Lord will keep him. The Lord will care for him. A person of great faith in God. Now we come to the second main point. Jochebed not only had great faith, but also had great love for God. How do we know she had great love for God? The first reason, because she must be the one who taught Moses to love God more than the treasures of Egypt. Jochebed must be the one taught Moses. We have a hope. The Lord already promised Messiah to come. Christ will come. Christ is our Savior. Therefore, Moses regarded this grace for Christ's sake as greater value than the treasures of Egypt. Moses can love God more than position as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Moses loved God more than the pressures of seeing from the world. Moses loved God more than the power and glory of the royal family. Why Moses has this kind of idea? It must be from his mother, Jochebed, who nurtured him, who became his someone take care for him. Also, Jochebed instructed Moses, you are an Israelite, and the honor and the privilege of serving God. Israelites were God's people. God loves Israelites. We got to serve God to save Israelites' life. This kind of teaching must be from Jochebed. Jochebed loves God. The second reason we know she loves God is because she had no complaints to God, even in the severe persecutions. We know after the death of Joseph, a new Pharaoh began to persecute the Israelites. He made their life bitter with hard labor to build store cities like Pithom and the Ramses. He told the Hebrew midwives to kill all the Hebrew boys, only let the girls live. After that, he even gave order to all Israelites directly. Every boy that is born, you must throw them into the Nile, only let the girl live. In all those tribulations, Jochebed still loved God. This is true love. Nowadays, sometimes many Christians stop coming to the church, stop worshiping God, and sometimes complain God, why does not care for me? Just because facing some difficulties or frustrations in their life. But not Jochebed. In the severe persecution, she still loved God. The third reason we know she loved God is because she did not love the world. She loved God much more than the world. She did not want the treasures, the power, the glory of Egypt. And also, she taught Moses the same thing. So that Moses was willing to give up everything for the Lord. One more interesting and important thing. Jochebed loved God much more than his son Moses. Sometimes mothers want their children to be prosperous in this world and do not care to sacrifice their spiritual blessings. Many mothers just want their children to go to most famous school, get highest degree, can earn much, much money from this world, but forgot to instruct them, fear God, love God, serve God, sacrifice for the Lord. Not Jochebed. She asked Moses, first, most important thing, love God, serve God. Therefore, Moses was willing to give up the treasures, the possession, the pleasures, the power, the glory of Egypt. Now we come to the important thing. Like mother, like son. Moses inherit or learned from his mother. So Moses became a person, really loved God. Moses became a person, really have faith in God. That's why Moses was not afraid of the king's anger. He left Egypt. He saved an Israelite. Even he has to go to the wilderness. Now I want to come to the third main point, very important one, is Jochebed is a person had great wisdom from God. Jochebed made a very good papyrus basket, put Moses in this basket, then put in the Nile. We know papyrus is a very strong material, also a very common material. It's a very cheap material. Lot of papyrus in the riverside. It coated with tar and the pitch. Then no leaking would happen. This is a very good basket to carry little baby. Very interesting. In Hebrew, the word basket is the same word for ark. Noah made an ark. The ark and the basket is the same word. Tabat, same word in Hebrew. Many experts of ship builder, they said, the ark was the best model of a ship. If you want to build a big ship, the proportion of the length, the width, the height, you can follow the model of the ark. It's very even. It was not easy to be turned over. So Jacob got the wisdom from the Lord how to make a basket, just like the model, the proportion as the ark. So Moses put in the basket, was very safe. Not only this, Jacob observed the schedule of the princess, when she will come out to take a bath in the Nile, and what route she is going to take. She kept observing, and she also know the princess had a good character with compassion. Otherwise, what if the princess throw the baby Moses into the water? Furthermore, Jacob made a wonderful plan for her daughter, Marian, to carry out. Watch and follow the basket and made the proposal of getting a Hebrew woman to nurse the baby so that Moses' mother, Jacob, could be with the baby every day and kept talking Moses the truth. She was exempted from doing hard labor. She could eat good food, can eat nutritious food in order to feed his baby. She also was paid by doing all this. What a smart plan for that. The Bible says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Jacob was a lady, feared the Lord. The Lord gave her wisdom to do marvelous things. Again, like mother, like son, Moses was a person has the fear of God. He had wisdom too. On the top of this, he also learned all the knowledge of Egypt. Therefore, Moses had the wisdom to lead 2 to 3 million Israelites out of Egypt, go to the promised land. A godly mother, like Jacob, trained a godly son, like Moses. A blessed mother produces a blessed son. We also can see from the New Testament and from the church history, we know Timothy, a godly person, who had a godly mother, Eunice. The godly lady, Eunice, had a godly mother, Lois. Godly mother will bring out a godly son. In the church history, I mentioned before, Augustine, a godly person, he had a godly mother, helped him. John Wesley, the great preacher in England, and Charles Wesley, the great hymn composer in the church history, they all had a great mother. John Wesley and Charles Wesley's mother was a godly lady. Mother is the best teacher, the best advisor. All children, if your mother is still alive, how to celebrate the Mother's Day? The best way, listen to her advice. Obey her teaching. Walking in the right way, she accepts from the Lord. We know Winston Churchill said one word was very interesting. A London editor submitted to Winston Churchill for his approval the list. The list is all those who had been Churchill's teacher. Churchill returned the list to him and said, "You forgot or you have omitted one greatest teacher in my life. That's my mother. So add it on, then I will accept it." All children, remember, your mother doesn't want to do this for her for 1 week, or take her to the restaurant for 1 week, even a trip to Hawaii. She wants you to obey his advice, to listen to his teaching, to do the right thing, to walk in the right way. I do pray the Lord will bless all the mothers here and all the children. We all become a blessed mother and a blessed child. Shall we pray? Dear Father, in the history, you have done many wonderful things, from Jochebed and Moses, we can learn how to be a person blessed by you. I pray you give the heart, just like Jochebed, we can have great faith in you, we can have great love for you, and also we may have great wisdom from you. We can become a good Christian in this earth. We can shine in this dark world. We may glorify the name of God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray you bless all the mothers in this room. Give them a real happy Mother's Day. And also bless all children. We can know how to celebrate the meaningful day. We pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.